Just a little bit harder. So good afternoon. We are Monse and Rosa, and we are here to share a bit of time with you. More often than not, we have small problems in our daily routine because we use things mistakenly. So today we are going to give you some pieces of advice to help you.
Hello, well, my first tip is about squeezing the last bit of toothpaste out of the tube. Instead of trying to do it with your bare hands, use a bobby pin. Geniuses get toothpaste out of tubes like this.
I'm a people who have fine hair and lost their hairpins. Have you noticed that the hairpin is curved and usually have some ripples? It's because these ripples have to be touching the hair. But we usually use it just in the opposite way, following the shape of the hair. And in cases that you have a very fine hair, you lost it, because the hair pins is like down. Please, the next time, use it just in the correct way. Thank you.
Well, my next tip is about drying wet nail polish. Instead of waiting for your polish to dry and then reaching for your wallet inside your purse and turning your fingers into a mess, stick your fingertips in ice water for a minute or two after painting. Then stick your hand in your purse, pull out credit cards and just go wild without ruining your polish. I have tasted and it works.
And now I'm going to teach you how to tie your shoe laces so as they don't undo in any way. You usually have to do a double knot because your shoelaces undo as soon as you have tied them. If you do first the knot in the usual way you usually do it, but the loop or lace just in the opposite direction, your shoelaces won't undo. Sorry.
Very useful for your information, Rosa. I'm going to give you another advice about peeling a banana. Don't peel it from this end unless you like all those strings that come with it. Instead, peel from the bottom for zero stingy things.
Well, these are all our tips for you. We both hope that these tips are useful for you. And if you have any doubts about our explanations, you can see them on the internet. About the shoelaces, you have to look up Terry Moore's monologue, for example, is in TED.com, and he explains it very clearly. Thank you very much.